cleaned my quill and rose. "Thank you." He looked at me oddly. "Is something wrong?" "No, just..." I understood. "I don't know either. I'm sure she has some special use for me." That brightened the colonel's day. That he could comprehend. The usual routine. This time I entered her domain as she stood at a window opening on a world of wet gloom. Gray rain, choppy brown water, and, hulking to the left, shapes barely discernible, trees clinging precariously to a high river bank. Cold and misery leaked out of that portraiture. It had a too familiar smell. "The great tragic river," she said, "in full flood. But it's always in flood, isn't it?" She beckoned. I followed. Since my last visit, a large table had been added. Atop it was a miniature of the Barrowland, a representation so good it was spooky. You almost expected to see little guards scurrying around the compound. "You see?" she asked. "No. Though I've been there twice, I'm not familiar with much but the town and the compound. What am I supposed to see?"
"The river. Your friend Raven evidently recognized its import."
With one delicate finger, she sketched a loop well to the east of the river's course, which curved into the ridge where we had camped.
"At the time of my triumph in Juniper, the river's bed lay here. A year later, the weather turned. The river flooded continuously and crept this way. Today it's devouring this ridge. I examined it myself. The ridge is entirely earthen, without bones of stone. It won't last. Once it goes, the river will cut into the Barrowland. All the spells of the White Rose won't keep it from opening the Great Barrow. Each fetish swept away will make it that much easier for my husband to rise."
I grunted. "Against nature there is no defense."
"There is, if one foresees. The White Rose did not. I did not, when I attempted to bind him more securely. Now it's too late.
So, you wanted to speak to me?"
"Yes. I have to leave the tower."
"So, you didn't have to come to me about that. You're free to stay or go."
"I'm going because there are things I have to do, as you well know. If I walk, I'll probably get them done too late. It's a long hike to the plain, not to mention risky. I want to beg transportation."
She smiled, and this smile was genuine, radiant, subtly different from previous smiles.
"Good. I thought you would see where the future lies. How soon can you be ready?"
5 minutes. There is one question. Raven.
"Raven has been hospitalized at the compound at the Barrowland. Nothing can be done for him right now. Every effort will be made when an opportunity arises. Sufficient?"
I could not argue, of course.
"Good. Transport will be available. You will have a unique chauffeur, the lady herself."
I
too have been thinking. My best next step is to meet your White Rose. I'm going with you."
After gulping quarts of air, I managed. "They'd jump all over you."
"Not if they don't know me."
"They wouldn't, unless they were told."
"Well, no one was likely to recognize her. I am unique.